My name is Kayla. I am 14 years old. Today is November 22nd, and I'm speaking with my grandma, also known as Linda, and she is my grandma. We are recording this interview in McKinney, Texas. So, first question is, what are you most thankful for?
You.
Aww.
And my family.
Aww.
Okay. They're my best achievements.
Oh my gosh, we can't cry in this. What was I like as a child?
Willful. Huh. You were precocious.
Mm-hmm.
Curious. Very lovable.
Wasn't I a spoiled brat, though?
Sometimes. Sometimes. But mostly lovable.
That's good. What was my mother like when she was growing up? Do you have any favorite stories about her?
She was a handful. But she was lovable, too. Any stories about her? Let me see. I don't know. I'm trying to think. There's so many of them.
Any funny stories?
Funny stories. She liked to pick on her brother, who is 5 years older than she is. And he loved to watch TV on the floor.
Uh-huh.
And she would go by and kick him in the ribs as hard as she could. And then, of course, he'd get up and start hitting her. And she'd cry and come into me and tell me that, you know, Mike was beating up on her. And my sister was there one day, and she saw my daughter Angie do that, kick Mike. Uh-huh. And she said, "Now, wait a minute, Angie, you're the one that kicked Mike. It wasn't the other way around." Yes. And one time she was pestering Mike so much that he wrote pig on her forehead in magic marker. Those two went around and around and around. Mike had a party one night when we were gone, and Angie wrote him a letter telling him, and we still have the letter, it's up on the board, on our wall,
mm-hmm.
We framed it, that he'd tell Mom and Dad if he didn't pay her 50 cents to clean up after him. So those are some good stories.
Wasn't it like you came home and there were like...
The house was cleaner than when we left it, so we knew, plus there were... shot marks up on the ceiling from when they played that shot game.
Oh my gosh. My mom is a very clever person.
Yes, she is.
What was the worst thing you remember my mother doing as a child? My mom saw this question. She was like,
Let's see. What did I see her doing or what did she do?
I'd probably say see her doing.
Oh, okay. Trying to think.
Wasn't she like a rascal?
Yeah, she was a rascal. One time she put a muffin in the microwave,
uh-huh.
with one of those aluminum foil things.
Uh-oh.
And it kind of blew up the microwave. And she got hysterical and Papa had to come home from work. And get her calmed down so he could take her to school.
She put a muffin.
Mm-hmm.
Was it like a big explosion?
No. I mean, it was big enough that, you know, when you're little.
Yeah.
It scares you half to death. And she thought she blew up the whole house.
Oh, gosh. Are there any funny stories people tell about you from when you were growing up?
Me?
Yes.
Oh, I was perfect. I didn't have any.
Perfect angel?
Perfect angel. I didn't have any silly stories.
Really?
No. My,
so.
My sister would say.
Yeah. Aunt Di.
My sister's 2.5 years younger than I am. And she would follow me around all the time. And she was the Me Too girl. Anything I wanted to do,
I wanted to do it too.
Me too. Me too. Yeah. one time she did this. Mm-hmm. She made our neighbor boy eat a penny.
A penny?
Yeah, and he choked on it, so we had to pull him up by his feet, shake him upside down to get the penny out. She did that. I didn't do that.
And how old was he?
He was just little, like maybe 4 or 5.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
You literally picked him up and...
Yeah. Shook him. Held him by his feet, upside down, and shook him, and the penny came out.
How did you manage to get a penny down his throat?
He was stupid enough to swallow it.
Do you remember your first kiss? Tell me who it was with and where it happened.
My first kiss. It was at a party. And his name was Jack. And
was he good looking?
Yeah. I thought so. He was a football player.
Oh. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Really nice guy. He married one of my best friends.
Oh.
They're still married today.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
But nobody's as good as a kisser as your papa.
Oh. Well, dang. Don't need the details about that, though. How did you meet Papa?
I met Papa was a blind date.
What?
Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
Okay. My friend, Karen, was going with his friend, Terry.
Mm-hmm.
And it was going to be a talent show.
Mm-hmm.
And Karen gave Rick, who is my husband, the choice between me and one of her friends to go out with. I was a cheerleader. He'd never dated a cheerleader. So he said that he would like to go out with me. The other woman has been married 5 times.
Oh.
So, you know, I think you made a good choice, don't you?
Uh-huh. Very good choice. Oh, my gosh. So,
and that was on leap year. Our first date was on a leap year. 29th of February.
Like, how did he take you out? What did he...
Well, we went to that talent show.
Oh, yeah. And then...
And then, I don't know, he kept calling every night after that, and...
Aww.
I didn't... Is Papa going to hear this?
I don't think so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't really like him at first. I thought he was kind of pushy.
Well, you're still married to him.
Yeah, almost 49, 50 years.
So how did that make you when you met him?
I was 18. I was senior in high school.
Oh, my God.
And we were underneath the arcade at school. And the first week we went out, and this was the end of February. And he said, I just had a birthday. And I said, oh, I just had a birthday, too. And and he said, when's your birthday? And I said, February 2nd. He goes, no, it isn't.
No.
Yes, it is. And he said, prove it. Because his birthday is February 2nd, only he's 2 years. He's old. He's 2 years older than I am. So I had to pull out my license and prove to him.
You really had to pull out your license and prove to him?
Seriously. Seriously. I had to prove to him that my birthday was February 2nd.
Oh, my gosh. That's something like him. You'd be like, prove it. Mm-hmm. Really, prove it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how long have you and Papa been together? Oh, well, you kind of just answered that.
Well, it'll be 52 years.
Don't you ever get tired of him?
Oh, yeah. No. No.
Just a little bit?
Sometimes. And he gets tired of me, too, sometimes. So.
Yeah. Okay, so thinking about your family many generations from now, and knowing that they may hear this recording because it's going to be in the Library of Congress...
I'm in trouble.
Is there anything you want to say to them? Any wisdom or advice you would like to share?
Just keep your family values.
Mm-hmm.
Keep God first.
Mm-hmm.
Family second.
Mm-hmm.
And be strong in your beliefs. And you'll be fine.
You could be a motivational speaker.
Huh.
I think you could. So that's pretty much all.
We didn't do 15 minutes, though, did we?
That's fine.
You said we had to do 15 minutes.
I think it can be. I think it's good because we had a very conversational talk.
Yeah, we did.
We did. So, what do you say? Thank you for listening. This is me and my grandma.
Thank you. I enjoy being with my granddaughter doing anything.
And If you ever listen to this and you're like my future kid or something, I hope your life doesn't suck. All right. Thank you. Bye.